From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. At least 45 people are dead after what officials in Afghanistan say was a suicide blast at a youth volleyball tournament. The attack occurred not long after Afghan lawmakers moved closer to allowing U.S. and NATO troops to stay there beyond 2014. NPR's Sean Carberry has details on the deal that the lower house of Afghanistan's parliament sent to the upper house.
After a series of procedural arguments, the lower house voted overwhelmingly in favor of the bilateral security agreement. President Ashraf Ghani has been urging parliament to hurry up and ratify the deal he signed on his second day in office. The agreement authorizes nearly 10,000 U.S. troops to remain in Afghanistan after the current combat mission ends in December. U.S. forces will carry out training of Afghan forces as well as counter terrorism operations against any remnants of Al-Qaeda. The agreement allows U.S. forces to continue to fight Taliban militants deemed an immediate threat to the safety of American troops. Sean Carberry, NPR News, Kabul.
Nigerian police say Boko Haram extremists have carried out another major attack. Close to 100 people have been killed in the last few days, including nearly 50 fish traders today. The BBC's Will Ross has more.
The traders were on their way to Chad to buy fish when the Boko Haram fighters attacked. They blocked the road near the village of Doron Baga, and according to the head of the Fish Traders Association, the jihadists slit the throats of many of the victims. Others were tied up and were drowned in Lake Chad. There's supposed to be a multinational military force operating in that very area, but the troops from Nigeria, Chad and Niger have had little impact against Boko Haram and were unable to stop this latest massacre. This was the second major attack in Borno State in just 2 days.
The BBC's Will Ross. Prominent Republicans continue to protest President Obama's executive actions on immigration. NPR's Sam Sanders reports Senator Ted Cruz is proposing a response.
On Fox News Sunday, Senator Cruz said that as a response to the president's solo action on immigration, Congress should block presidential appointments for up to 2 years.
The incoming majority leader should announce that if the president implements this lawless amnesty, that the Senate will not confirm any executive or judicial nominees other than vital national security positions.
Cruz also suggested Congress attach additional provisions to funding bills to counter the president. But some Republican congressional leaders say they don't want to adopt measures that might lead to another government shutdown. Sam Sanders, NPR News.
Former Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords rode across the finish line at a Tucson cycling event this weekend. She was critically wounded in a mass shooting in 2011, and she's been training for 6 months. This is NPR. Fraternities at the University of Virginia are suspended for the rest of the year. NPR's Nathan Rott explains why.
The school's decision to suspend its fraternities comes after an article in Rolling Stone magazine came out graphically detailing an alleged gang rape of a university student in 2012 at the campus's Phi Kappa Psi house. The story also showcased the university's response to the allegation and others like it. The University of Virginia is one of many U.S. campuses being investigated by the Obama administration for its handling of sexual assault allegations. In a statement, University President Teresa Sullivan said it will require institutional, cultural, and legislative change to prevent those assaults or to hold those responsible accountable. She said it will not be easy, but promised to make those needed changes. Nathan Rott, NPR News.
Attorney General Eric Holder is remembering the late Marion Barry as a consequential figure who helped to transform Washington, D.C. into a world-class city. Holder called him a complicated man with personal issues who nonetheless focused on those who are often without a voice. Barry, four-time mayor of Washington, died early today at 78. He had been ill. His most serious brush with the law occurred in 1990 when he was arrested in a hotel room while smoking crack cocaine. In 1977, while serving on the city council, Barry was shot and seriously wounded during a takeover of City Hall by a group called the Hanafi Muslim Sect. Marion Barry was again serving on the city council at the time of his death. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.